and we welcome in Lincoln County Commissioner Chairman Jerry Woodruff. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Well, good morning, Tanner. Good to see you.
It's good to see you. Mr. Chris Bruns is in as well. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Tanner.
It's great to have you in. We've been missing you.
I know. I apologize to everybody.
We were going to have him co-host a couple times. That's all right. You've got a busy schedule, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing. So I know you've been busy, and maybe you can tell us about your travels a little bit later on. But let's talk your meeting. You had a Lincoln County Commissioners Board of Commissioners at your meeting yesterday.
Yeah, that's correct. Again, we had what looked like at the outset kind of a light agenda, but we got into some discussion, in particular about the generator for the courthouse.
Okay, tell me about that.
Well, the courthouse has not had backup power, and there were some funds available that we could tap into, and it's on the agenda to get a generator installed sometime either late this summer or into the fall. And we had some discussion about that.
Very good. Now, I assume, obviously, power goes out. That probably won't keep the whole building going, I assume. But do you have essential places, or will it keep the whole building?
This is a large-scale generator.
Wow.
And we've been working on this, oh, goodness, about a year and a half now, is when we first started these discussions mm-hmm. with Brandon Myers, our emergency management director. We received, the county received a couple million dollars for CARES Act back during the pandemic. And so we felt it was important given that time frame. And we were dealing with the cold snaps back then.
Yeah.
I think that we had the issues with heat in the summer. And even during our 100-year celebration, we were at risk of the losing power. I don't know if a whole lot of people realize that, but it was a real threat that we had. And so it made sense for us from a continuity of government standpoint, and it fit within the parameters of what we could utilize these funds for to go ahead and do this. And so it's a large scale generator. It's going to require, the installation is going to require cutting power to the entire building and even across the street temporarily. And so a lot of moving parts, but we had it on our agenda yesterday to discuss, you know, potentially, if everything's in and ready to go, possibly having to close down the courthouse for a day and piggyback that onto a long weekend, because it's going to take some time to get this all installed.
That's got to be one heck of a generator.
Yes.
Yeah, it does. And that is one of the variables, getting the equipment actually on site. So these discussions, even though they are tentative, it's good to have them ahead of time and have some planning in place, because closing the courthouse even for an hour or two potentially could inconvenience some of our constituents, and we don't want to have that be a bigger deal than it has to be. So we're trying to come up with some plans ahead of time so that we can minimize those inconveniences.
Talking with Jerry Woodruff and Chris Bruns, the Lincoln County Board of Commissioners met yesterday and talked this generator project, which is, you know, shutting down the courthouse, like you said, is never, with the powers out, that's not a good thing. So if you can, you know, provide backup so it doesn't have to shut down, I assume that's the goal.
Yeah, that is exactly the goal. And I think it was not this last winter, but the winter before, we actually were without, or were threatened to be without power for the day because of the demand for power in the southern part of the U.S. that we were part of that consortium. So we came close to being without power. And this is an opportunity to not use local taxpayer monies, but to use those CARE Act funds to benefit the county and prevent some of those really serious delays that would occur if we had to close the courthouse.
Absolutely. You know, some people wait until the end of the month to get their, you know, license registration renewed. So if the courthouse happens to shut down, right, you know, that's a danger mode there. Those lines get longer if you have to shut down for a day. So we don't want that.
And,
so
what? And not just that. I mean, you think about everything that does happen
right.
in the courthouse,
yeah.
right? I mean, we have courts. Those
pretty
dockets are scheduled way out in advance.
Sure.
If somebody ends up getting booked into the jail, they have a constitutional right for getting in front of a judge in a speedy manner. And so we have to take all of that into account. And that's why we felt it was important to start this planning process very early.
Yeah, and there was a lot of discussion, and we came up with Plan A, Plan B, and Plan C, D. There's just a lot of things, a lot of moving parts here, but again, I credit my colleagues on the board for being proactive and trying to be prepared ahead of time for this particular endeavor.
Is there a time frame for when this could be completed by?
So we should have all the parts for the generator and the generator itself in by early July. We're looking at probably the Labor Day weekend in September for the installation.
Gotcha.
Okay. So
plan ahead. Get your registration.
We'll see how that goes.
There you go. All right. Anything else from last night's meeting you need to touch on?
Well, yesterday morning we touched upon just a few regular general items. One that was probably caught my attention was one of our resolutions that we increased some availability of the aluminum and bronze medals, the grave markers, from the veteran service officers. There's other counties that aren't able to access those because of some of the metal shortages, and Thomas Gann wanted to make some of ours available where we have plenty on hand. We accommodated that to provide that little bit of extra to the service members.
Very good. Very good. Talking with Jerry Woodruff here and Chris Bruns, Lincoln County Board of Commissioners, met yesterday. Like you said, a little bit of a light agenda, but a lot of talking, it sounds like.
Yeah, it is.
A lot of discussion, which is good.
And one item that we didn't have on the agenda, but something that will be coming up in the near future, is our Inland Port Authority. And that's one of the main reasons I wanted to have Chris come along with me this morning. He has some information he'd like to share on that.
Yeah, what's the latest on that?
Yeah, so I'm sure as everybody is aware, at least I hope that they're aware, we have our application window open for the actual Inland Port Authority, that nine-member board that we are in a unique position to appoint. That will actually govern that district that the county board has established. And so this nine-member authority, it's going to be very important to the operations. They're going to have great oversight into the infrastructure, and they're going to work in tandem with the county and the Village of Hershey to ensure that those operations are running seamlessly. They're going to work with Customs and Border Protection Agency for all the containers that are coming in and out, both receiving and shipping out internationally. They're going to work hand-in-hand with the Chamber and Development Corporation as far as economic development, bringing in new business and industry. So a very vital element of the entire operation. And so that application window's open for candidates to go ahead and apply for our board to consider in appointing. Again, it's a nine-member authority. They're four-year terms. They're revolving terms. So that at any given year, one-third will be revolving out for either reappointment or us selecting somebody else for a variety of different reasons. But so I encourage anybody, if you're interested, please go to our website, lincolncountyne.gov. You'll find a link on our main landing page to take you to the Inland Port landing page, where you can read about all the information, the relationship between coastal ports, inland ports, what it is that we're doing, what Nebraska has done, kind of the rules and regulations behind it. There's a lot of really good information there that we have compiled and put out for the public to be able to review. And then there's a link there for the actual online application. It's my hope, our committee, the Inland Port Authority Committee, is going to be meeting on May 25th to go through these candidates. And right now we have a couple dozen candidates, really solid candidates, that we will be selecting those nine members from.
Right.
So time is of the essence. We're not going to close this window out until we have the authority actually appointed. So there's a chance that we could not in the meeting that's going to be coming up. My intent is probably that first week in June, the county board will be reviewing the candidates and actually making our first tranche of appointments. Real possibility that we could appoint all nine members, but that, you know, there's still the window that may not happen. So we'll leave that application window open until the appointments are actually made. But very real likelihood that we're going to close that out. And so I encourage everybody, if you have interest, you know of anybody that would be a good fit, get them to the website, have them read the information, have them reach out to me directly, ask their questions if they have any, and get your application in, ideally by the 18th of May. So that, that's, you know, it's coming up quickly.
That's, yeah, that's 9 days away.
Exactly.
So, and I would imagine, you know, you obviously are going to have some folks from North Platte, but you probably want the county well represented, especially Hershey. I mean, that's, yeah, that's a village that's going to be impacted by this pretty directly.
We've got a wide range of candidates with various backgrounds and areas of expertise, which was our hope, wasn't it?
Exactly. And I've seen some of those names and read some of those resumes, and it's going to be difficult to choose and pick, because there are some excellent candidates already applied. But as Chris has mentioned, if someone has debated whether they wanted to apply or not, now would be the time to get your application in. And we'd like to have a tremendous number of applicants to look through.
Let's make this really difficult on them.
Exactly.
I mean, well,
that's right, the problem we want to have.
Right. That's a great problem.
Because we want to pick the very best people. We have one shot to get this right. And the impact that this initial authority will have literally can mean success of the overall project, or a lot of stymied problems, right, that they have to deal with for years to come, generations to come. And so it's very important, and we want to make sure that we have the best pool of candidates to select from.
It sounds like to me, then, you're going to have a monthly meeting, and you're going to be asking for radio time for an in port authority. is that about right?
Maybe.
Sounds like another board meeting we're going to be recapping here. That's all right if that happens. Again, the deadline very soon here. Now, everybody wants to, I think everybody thinks into the future, and they think, okay, when's this going to get? When are we going to see something from this? When are we going to see ground moving? When is, you know, long-term timeline, what is it?
Oh, goodness.
I
assure everybody, I mean, it doesn't look like a whole lot's happening because dirt's not moving.
Right.
But there are so many things that are happening right now behind the scenes. A lot of heavy lifting is occurring right now. It's my hope that we get this authority appointed in early June. It likely will be that first week in June. That gives the summer for the authority to actually organize. They'll have to put together their bylaws and determine how they're going to operate. We're leaving that to them as directed by kind of state statute. That's the goal. I mean, they're going to be an independent authority,
right,
to work autonomously. But there is a pool of money that they're going to be able to pull from that the state has allocated in their budget. And there's going to be, it's going to have some additions this next fiscal year from the state coffers. And they're going to have a pool of money that they can pull from immediately to start laying some infrastructure. There's a lot of other projects that are being worked through behind the scenes, right, major economic development projects that are really exciting that I can't get into right now. But we're lining all of those dominoes up in a row. And when we are ready to make that announcement, and a lot of it, quite frankly, some of it is contingent on this Port Authority getting set up. Once that first domino falls, it's going to be rapid succession. And people are going to be amazed at how fast things start moving out there near Hershey.
Very good. Very good.
Very exciting time.
Yeah, absolutely it is. Jerry Woodruff and Chris Bruns here. Gentlemen, anything else you want to mention this morning?
I think that covers most of what we wanted to bring to the attention of your listeners. Thank you for having us here, Tanner.
Absolutely. Get your applications in. Even if you're maybe you're questioning whether you should do it or not, and there's no harm in putting the application in.
Or give me a call.
Yeah. And talk about it.
Yeah. Let's have that conversation.
See, it might be something that that you really have a good expertise in, and certainly if you have a specialized expertise, you want to have some diversity across your board or across this authority.
And so I tell people to give me a call. I better give a number that they can call.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Best way to reach me is on my cell, 308-660-6049. You can also find other contact information for me and all my colleagues on our county website, LincolnCountyNE.gov.
Very good. Thank you so much, gentlemen. Appreciate you coming in this morning.
Thank you, Tanner. Tanner.